The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the website. We give them for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you $7-$8 a month. We do it free. You get all the features there, and it's probably more stuff you get for free than you'll pay for on those other websites. So go and check it out for yourself. freetalklive.com. We continue here. We lost Christian there during the break. He basically said he had said what he wanted to say. Talked to him on Skype during the break there a little bit. Anyway, just bringing you up to speed if you're just tuning in. The Tor anonymizing system on the internet is alleged to have been hacked. There apparently was a group called CERT, which was, let's see, I'll find out what that stands for again here in a moment. But anyway, CERT is a group with Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. They were going to be giving a presentation at the Black Hat Conference, which is kind of like a hacker conference, security conference. And they were going to reveal a security vulnerability in Tor, but have this, the presentation. After they turned over some of the information about what they were going to reveal to the Tor folks, Tor essentially came out with a notice saying they'd been hacked and that people using the system between January 30th and July 4th should assume their identity had been compromised. Now, it's not known yet how much the attackers were able to learn about the users of the Tor system during that period of time, or the users. Maybe it wasn't everybody on the system. Maybe it was only people on certain nodes of Tor. We don't know the details there, but it's certainly pause for concern, I think, and people need to pay attention and maybe figure out what's going on here and try to do a little bit of research before they continue on in this. Tor is an important software. It's an important piece of software. It has allowed people around the world to communicate in ways that previously had believed to have been safe. And that has resulted, as was pointed out in this article, in some good things happening. Yeah, sure, people will point out that there's fake IDs and terrible pornography and, drugs on Tor. But there are also,
You can find those things in pretty much any neighborhood of any city across the country.
Well, true. And the other point about Tor is it can be used to allow people who don't have internet access to access the internet or have restricted internet access. It can be a tool for activists to communicate with one another without being concerned about having third parties monitoring it. So anyway, I think it behooves us to look a little deeper into the story here. So we continue from the International Business Times. And they're interviewing, this is a guy from Princeton University, Princeton Center for Information Technology Policy blog, saying there's some serious research ethics questions going on here with this CERT firm essentially hacking this network, or that's the allegation. It's not confirmed they did it. He says itself is ethically problematic, at least. The waters even get darker when we consider the data that the researchers might have gathered, data that would undermine the security of Tor users. Did the researchers gather and keep that data? With whom have they shared it? If they still have it, what are they doing to protect it? No, I mean, it's a good thing that things get hacked because then you find out the vulnerabilities and those things can be patched. And I imagine that's what Tor's position is that they are patching the vulnerabilities and or have already done so. No one seems to know, and those who do are keeping their lips sealed. But there are other, no less pertinent questions. The number of Tor users skyrocketed following last year's revelations from Edward Snowden, which showed the U.S. National Security Agency is conducting daily indiscriminate surveillance on Americans and international residents alike. With that sudden influx, though, came increased scrutiny. First, in July, the FBI acknowledged that it subverted control of Tor and launched a mass malware attack to find the proprietor of a despicable child pornography ring. Then, just a few months later, the FBI was again able to infiltrate the supposedly ironclad network to identify and arrest the alleged owner of the Silk Road, a shadowy online bazaar that made it possible to find everything from an illegal firearm to drugs to child pornography. Complicating the matter even further is Tor's admission that the U.S. government provided more than $1.8 million in funding in 2013 alone. That's a shocker. The Tor development team is getting money from the federal government? All the while, the NSA and the British GCHQ intelligence services reportedly sought to infiltrate the network. This news might be alarming to internet anarchists and tech-first libertarians, but Tor, in fact, began as a U.S. military project. Now, that much I was aware of, with the goal of shielding intelligence agents conducting espionage in the aforementioned totalitarian regimes. Quote, a branch of the U.S. Navy uses Tor for open-source intelligence gathering, and one of its teams used Tor while deploying in the Middle East recently, unquote, reads the Tor fine print, as highlighted by Pando Daily. Quote, law enforcement uses Tor for visiting or surveilling websites without leaving government IP addresses in their web logs, and for security during sting operations. But ultimately, what Tor was, it was this government creation that sort of became this open-source project, as I understood it. And so, yeah, it can protect government agents from scrutiny in the same way that it supposedly could protect you and I from scrutiny. And that's sort of what the, you know, the original purpose of Tor was subverted for. It was used as a government spook tool initially and became an anonymity tool for everyone to use. Whether the government support will be enough to convince Tor users to continue trusting the network or dump it entirely remains to be seen. And it also remains to be seen, you know, how many people are going to continue to trust this thing. What about you? What's your plan with Tor? Are you a Tor user? Were you a Tor user? Did you decide that it's, you know, this is bad, this is like the worst of possible bad news, and, you know, that you're going to bail on Tor? And if so, do you have another option planned?
I've used Tor a couple of times, and with my most recent upgrade to a newer version of Linux, and there's been some upgrades to the Tor software to where Vidalia, which is the browser or the router that you need to access the Tor browser, no longer comes installed when you download the browser.
Okay.
And there's some kind of bug with Vidalia where it's not working properly with the newer versions of Linux. So I've not been able to use Tor for a couple of months.
It's broken.
Tor is broken for some users.
Man. And what do you want for free,
and
right?
Brian Sovereign, who's one of the Sunday co-hosts, he's also a tech guy. And he's been doing a lot of research on his own to try and figure this out, not just for me, but, you know, there's a lot of people that use Linux and would like to use Tor. And they can't because, you know, the two things aren't compatible with recent upgrades.
So for those of you who really like the tech side of this, I'll go ahead and link the official Tor Project blog. They get into heavy, heavy technical detail.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
What it was that they found. So for those of you that are interested in that, I like the IB Times piece because it's a nice general overview of some of the questions with Tor, you know, the big questions about, you know, government financing, what was the history of it. Is it actually compromised? Would love to get your thoughts. You're welcome to share them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I was out at the county fair today again, Daryl, doing another full day of kind of carny work. And actually, somebody called in earlier. They wanted to talk about carnies, but they dropped off
the
line.
Were you doing the carnival barking?
Not a lot, a whole lot. I did a little bit. You were doing some of that yesterday, and it was very funny.
Yeah, I was actually doing it sounding like a carny intentionally.
And it was very, very funny, although I don't know if everybody was amused. I don't know what the other vendors were thinking about it.
There were several of them that were laughing.
Okay, good, good, good. So we were having fun there yesterday and giving out lots of Bitcoin information to people. Chris Cantwell was there helping out today and yesterday. Did a great job. You can check out a picture of it over at freekeen.com. But it's always a lot of fun to bring the ideas of freedom out into public and just let them lay out there and see what people have to say about it. You know, what are the critiques? Some politician came by the booth today, and you know when politicians come to visit a booth full of radical voluntarists, anarchists, libertarian types, things are going to get a little bit interesting. Josie Wales, the outlaw, was at the booth today helping out as well. Looks like she's planning to make a move out this way, so we're having fun with her. And this politician, this slimy guy, comes up. I can tell you more about that here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about your experience with Tor, outreach projects for the Liberty Movement, or whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the latest on the Market Basket saga as well, here on Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick flick strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. They're completely free. We got a webcam and more. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. Now, Free Talk Live's phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about privacy, and what we're talking about right now online is really all about that, you got to take steps to ensure your privacy. And ProXPN can help you with that. They have servers around the world that you can access. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data so that people who would like to snoop on you can no longer do it. Your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter. And they're maybe keeping those logs for as long as 5 years. So you can actually put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and downloading their software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android as well. proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software and get started. You can upgrade to their premium account and get it for just $5 a month. With our discount code FTL20, that gets you 20% off the price of the premium account, where you get unlimited bandwidth, those servers around the world, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 for that 20% off. Break the price down to $5 a month if you buy the annual plan. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose, but more of your privacy. So get some more of it by going to proxpn.com/FTL. They don't keep records of your online surfing habits at all. I was talking about the outreach booth that we had today. Daryl, you weren't there today, but you've been there the last couple of days.
Right.
And you'll be coming out tomorrow. It's a lot of fun to just go out and talk to people, which for me is nice, considering normally, I sit in an office.
You're a recluse.
That's not true.
You make telephone calls, but otherwise you are pretty much a recluse.
That's not true at all. I'm frequently going out and doing activist.
You'll go out for activist stuff.
Yeah.
But as far as just like going out to walk around downtown, you don't do that.
Oh, I don't know. I bike around sometimes. Yeah, that's not true, Daryl. I do go out. But you don't get the chance to really interact with people if you're just walking around downtown besides saying hello to some folks or maybe stopping and talking to somebody you know. But the nice thing about the fair is you get to talk to all kinds of people you don't know.
Right.
And, yeah, you'll see some people you know, too, which is nice. But you get to talk to strangers, people who you've maybe never interacted with before.
And sometimes if you have a bad short-term memory, you meet people that you've already met before.
It's true.
It happened to me yesterday. I forgot that I had met a friend's neighbor a couple of months ago, or actually about a month and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and he stopped by the booth, and he was like, I know you, and I was like, I have no clue who you are.
So it was fun today, as always, reaching out to people. We had great weather and handed out probably well over 100 Bitcoin flyers. In fact, some folks just got back from the outreach booth running the nighttime shift. Did you guys run out of the Bitcoin flyers? You did? You didn't? Okay, good. Because we were darn close to running out today. In fact, I'm going to have to do a print job at the local Staples just to kind of keep it going. What we've got actually a Bitcoin vending machine that we've been trying to pitch to people. Now,
I've used it twice.
You probably use it more than anyone, actually, at the county fair. Only one person thus far, I believe, has actually purchased something. One person who's not you, Daryl, has purchased something from the vending machine, and it was one of the other vendors.
And then you put a dollar on somebody's wallet for them.
That's true. Yeah, I donated a dollar to somebody just to incentivize them to actually sign up for the blockchain wallet. And so, you know, that hasn't been – that's like the holy grail. I mean, to find somebody who will go through the process of listening about Bitcoin, being interested in Bitcoin, grabbing a wallet, installing the wallet on their phone, and then finally getting Bitcoin. This is a pretty intricate process. It's not – I don't expect many people to be willing to do it. The main goal of the booth is to simply introduce people to the idea of Bitcoin. And I think at that – we've been successful. If we can get people to sign up for Bitcoin wallets as well, that's an extra level of success, and we've done that with, I would say at this point, probably at least 5 people. And then of those 5, one of them has purchased their own Bitcoin on their own volition from our Bitcoin vending machine, which is, I think it's been pretty cool. It's been a fun kind of different style of outreach. It is, of course, interesting to, you know, encounter the, you know, the different responses from people. And, of course, we're in the middle of the woods here. Keene, New Hampshire is in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. It's like this oasis of liberalism in, you know, Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And even though it's liberal in Keene, it's not even like the same kind of liberal you might be thinking of. It's still kind of a backwoodsy sort of liberal. There's a lot of people in Keene, New Hampshire who
we just got electricity about 15 years ago.
They don't like the internet. They don't want it. They have no interest in it. So there's a lot of folks walking around who are just like, "What internet? I don't do that.
I don't have internet.
Yeah, we don't do internet." So, but of the people who do internet, they do seem to be interested, many of them, in Bitcoin. Some have heard about it. They don't want to hear more. Maybe they've heard it's for the black market, or who knows what it is that they've heard, or it's a libertarian thing, and they don't like libertarians.
But the funny thing is, based on the surveys that I've seen, what is it? It's only like 30-some-odd percent of people that use Bitcoin describe themselves as libertarian.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's not a libertarian thing.
Right. That's the point is, you know, the libertarians are a minority of Bitcoin users.
There's probably more Bitcoin users who are libertarian than libertarians in the average population. That would be my guess.
True.
But that said, it is not an inherently libertarian thing. And that's why I was really excited when there's like a local vegetarian kind of roach coach that comes to this particular county fair and during the rest of the summer is located physically at a location in Keene. They're thinking about taking Bitcoin. They seem very, very interested and excited.
Now, when you say roach coach, you're talking about like a mobile food vendor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear on that, but yes.
Yeah, you're the only person that I've ever heard that term from.
Really?
So I'm guessing a lot of our listeners probably have no clue what you were talking about.
Well, thank you for helping me clarify that. So I always mentioned there was going to be this politician, right? So this politician comes by. He's a Republican. He's running against the Scott Brown character.
Was it Bob Smith?
No.
Okay.
Was some of the, one of the other, Jim somebody, I think?
Jim Rubens.
So I don't know who the, you know, I don't know who the guy is, but he's like, I'm endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and talking about how, you know, he's supposedly so liberty oriented. He actually bought a copy of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. I'll give him a credit for that. But then he ended up telling us that he doesn't think open borders are a good idea. And of course, you know, it's me, the outlaw Josie Wales, and Chris Cantwell at the booth, and this guy wants to talk about immigration with us. So, you know, of course, I pointed out that I basically think that people should be free to cross borders freely. And, you know, and we had a brief discussion, but I'm not there to try to convince some sort of politician to change his mind about these things. I don't think that's even possible. And at one point, I noticed that all three of us were actually paying attention to him, and I thought, oh, I don't want to be doing this anymore. Or, you know, I want to talk to regular people and reach out to them. So that's the thing with an outreach booth is you don't want to get sidetracked by the talky people. And, you know, there's people who will come there that want to chit-chat with you about all kind of different issues. And I'm sorry, I'm not there to debate. I'll answer your questions about Bitcoin, but I don't want to debate immigration policy. I want to talk to people and get information into people's hands. And if I'm being monopolized by somebody, even this politician, who, you know, again, to his credit, he did buy a copy of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, so maybe he is good on some things. I don't know, but he's definitely wrong on the
he's no Gardner Goldsmith.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I told him that I couldn't vote for him anyway because I'm running in the Democratic primary against Maggie Hassan, which is the governor of New Hampshire. He got a laugh out of that. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian here.
And Daryl.
Hey, join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. So I was talking about, how today I've been doing Bitcoin outreach at the local county fair, and what we've been promoting to people as far as the best wallet to have for Bitcoin, of course, blockchain.info. Go there. Actually, you can go to blockchain.com now, and it makes it so easy to download their app for iPhone. It's back, by the way. The blockchain app is back in the iPhone store, and it is available. In fact, I was told that people with the old app, it's automatically updating to the new app, which is exciting.
So all of those people shot up their iPhones for nothing.
No, I think they shot them up for good reason. I mean, screw Apple. Apple screwed people over on Bitcoin, and so the hell with them.
Apple screwed people over on things other than Bitcoin.
Well, this was the last straw for a lot of people who'd had it, and they wanted to make a public statement about how frustrated they were over what Apple was deciding to do. So good for Apple for making the right choice and bringing Bitcoin apps back into their store. But obviously for some people it was too little and way too late for them to do that. But we were recommending blockchain.info, and you can go and get the app at blockchain.com. They're the same company, just two different sites. The blockchain.com is like a real easy site to kind of zero in.
That's where they've got their blog and a couple other things.
And you can easily set up a new wallet there through their app. So go and check that out if you haven't yet gotten your Bitcoin wallet. You can do it for free through blockchain, blockchain.com. Go and grab it up. Let's continue here. You can take control of the latest on the Market Basket saga, still to come here on Free Talk Live as we continue with Luke. He's calling from Vietnam. You're on Free Talk Live, Luke. Luke in Vietnam.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we are great, and you are on the air. Go ahead. Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to talk about Tor, because you're talking about Tor earlier.
Yes.
The problem with Tor is that anyone can run an exit node. Mm-hmm. And the problem with most people is that in their browsers, they have too many people they trust or too many certificates. And only one CA needs to be hacked. And then someone running an exit node can impersonate to be any legitimate website. And it's insecure because of that. So you have to be very careful.
Mm.
As well as installing Tor, you have to keep a authorities you trust. And
you have to keep what you just cut out. You said as well as installing. Luke, you said instead of or you said you cut out after installing Tor.
The CA certificate. Okay, you have to be very careful what certificate authorities you install in your web browser when you use Tor, because anyone can run an exit node, and that means people who have IT skills can be watching what connections people on the Tor network are making out through their internet connection when they share their internet connection to Tor users by running an exit node. So the key rule of using Tor is never log into any website that is not a secure HTTPS connection. That's the most important advice for using Tor.
That's if you're going, just to be clear with what you're saying, the Tor anonymizing system allows you to do two things. You can connect to hidden services, which are only available on Tor, and you can also connect to the regular internet. The exit nodes you're talking about are the ways that people connect to the regular internet through Tor to try to cloak themselves when going to regular internet sites. You're saying if you're connecting to a regular internet site, make sure it's an HTTPS, which stands, the S stands for secure. You probably noticed that in your browser, in the bar, the URL.
And most websites have that in the browser now.
Many do. Yeah, but it is worth keeping a lookout. And it's certainly true that when you're using Tor, knowing a thing or two is important. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to make, as well as using HTTPS, you have to cut down the number of CAs or certificate authorities you trust to make your connection secure, because if just one of them gets hacked, and I think Digicom or something like that recently was hacked, if just one of those CAs was hacked and a hacker's got a CA private certificate or private key, that means that they can pretend to be any legitimate website on the internet and grab your password. So it's my advice to make sure that you keep an eye on have the absolute bare minimum number of CA certificates in your web browser settings, only for the websites you trust.
Thanks for the advice. Now, do you feel like, having heard the news that Tor may have been hacked, is it something that you're going to stop using, or are you going to be more cautious? How are you handling it?
Well, when I was in China in 2009, 2010, the Great Firewall of China successfully blocked Tor.
Mm-hmm.
Tor traffic can be identified by its fingerprint, and if they can block Tor, then I don't think it's a secure system, as people say. I mean, you have to be very mindful of how it works. You have to know a thing or two, as you said. You have to understand that there's different roles on the Tor network, and you have to be. You should assume that someone is listening to your outgoing traffic because of the exit. Not all exit nodes are secure. Now, if you're a real geek and you actually have another geek friend, you can actually hard code Tor to use certain exit nodes that you trust in countries that you trust.
Interesting.
But, that's and also, if you're in China or traveling abroad, you can actually use an entry node that you trust as well, or a proxy. So Tor on by itself, with no knowledge of how it works, is going to get you into trouble. Embassies have had their email, all their emails read just for, you know, using basic insecure authentication on the POP3, downloading their accounts. A guy in Germany who ran an exit node got arrested for child pornography, which he didn't do. That's someone else on the Tor network.
That's pretty scary. And I've heard that that's happened more than once, where people will be doing questionable things with Tor on these exit nodes on this, you know, the regular internet. And so the person who is the exit node is the one who's making all those connections. Therefore, when the police investigate, they find that IP address. They come to that person's house and they say, well, all these requests for child pornography came from your IP address, so it must be you. You're under arrest. And the guy's like, what? I run a Tor exit node. Maybe it was coming from that. Too bad. It's your computer. Your name's on the account. You're under arrest. And that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, even more scary is the logged back in the days when you had Shazar and the police are running a system called Log P2P. And if someone renamed a picture file, let's say a motorbike that you liked or a movie that you wanted to download, we named a prohibited item to something that you wanted to download, and you downloaded it, you could be arrested because they were getting lots of false positives with that back in the day, and they used all those false positives to justify the internet censorship regime in Australia, which of course doesn't stop child pornography because of the Tor project. So.
Of course not. Luke, hey, good information, man. I appreciate it. I think you made it kind of easy to understand. I didn't really feel lost at any point when you were talking to me. Daryl, were you able to follow Luke's call?
Somewhat, but you know, a little bit of the technical details I got a little lost on. But
thanks for the call, Luke. I appreciate hearing from you. Anytime you're lost, feel free to just, you know, jump in with a question. If you're getting lost, it might mean that listeners out there are getting lost, and I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, we're talking over anyone's head. Basically, what Luke was saying was, you know, use the HTTPS, which stands for secure, when you're connecting to regular internet sites through Tor. And, you know, be cautious. I mean, there's things that you should know about Tor. Like, I think they recommend you turn JavaScript off, I believe, generally, because the JavaScript in the browser could somehow reveal your identity. That's always been one of the major issues with Tor. So a little bit of research goes a long way. And there is a learning curve involved. Of course, now maybe people aren't even going to bother to research because maybe it's been compromised, the Tor network. The toll-free number here is 855-453. The latest coming up on the Market Basket controversy. Daryl has that story, and we'll manage to get your call in if you make it right now. Toll-free number is 855-453, and this is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. And you can just go to freetalklive.com. Create the content there on the site. You submit stuff that you find online, and then other listeners can vote on it. Vote it up or down, whether you like or dislike it. And then ultimately, we can visit our own website. The host of the show will go to our own site, and we'll see what you think is interesting. It's a Reddit-based system. It's free to use. You just need a free Reddit account and a Free Talk Live account. You link the two together in a very short process. It's totally free at freetalklive.com. Go there and get creative. And if you want to help support the show, please become an amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program actually allows you to get behind the show for $5 a month to help us get the ideas of freedom into more people's ears around the world. So if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact we're on over 150 radio stations coast to coast. You want us to get on 300 stations? Just send some money into the AMP program. We'll use it to reach out to stations. We'll also use it to advertise online, bring in new internet listeners. We'll use it to bring new satellites online around the world, to bring international listeners on board, people who don't have internet, or they have very, very slow internet. Free-to-air satellite works very well for those folks. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the latest on the Market Basket saga. Daryl has that story. It's an embattled company between two sides of a family. They have been struggling for power in this company. One side recently got control. They ousted a long-beloved CEO, and now almost the entire company is protesting in favor of getting the CEO back. We'll give you the latest in that development here. James is on the line first in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
When you go on your bus tour for Liberty, I sure hope you do come to Phoenix, by the way. But if and when people you do go on your road trip, when people ask you, where do you live, what are you going to say?
Well, I will be living in the not a bus when I do take the trip between March and June. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
You're not going to say New Hampshire. You're not going to
say
New Hampshire.
Well, I'm currently domiciled in New Hampshire.
Okay, because, I mean, I just want to get this straight, because you spent an entire hour about a trial. You're taking the state to trial of New Hampshire, that is, over what?
No, they took me to court.
Well, they're accusing you of something of living in New Hampshire and not paying your car registration and buying a license, which would cost you, if analogous me, a whopping about $175, and the license will be good. My license, just like yours, is good till it may as well be the next century, because it's good forever. And it's almost good for indefinite, and it cost me $25. It cost me $150 to register my ride. So you're going to you're going to waste the good people of Keene's taxes with a judge that has to be paid, and a bailiff, and all those buildings that you're going to go in have to be paid for, because you're refusing to. You're a minister, by the way, so you should know that you should not bear a false witness and just be straight up with a judge. Yeah, Your Honor, I live in Keene, and I'll give you the $150. Can I go home now? Why can't you just do that?
There's a difference between being an inhabitant and a resident. They are alleging that I am a resident, which I am not. I do not claim residency.
And you're skirting taxes, and somebody narked on you. I think that's unitless, by the way. But maybe somebody's upset that they know that you've been living in Keene for a long time now, and you're benefiting from other people's taxes for a lot of things that you drive on, like called roads. Why
yeah,
$175?
I purchase
the
fuel.
Judge and the bailiff and everybody else alone, and just pay your money.
I purchase fuel, and that goes towards paving the roads.
You know, James, why don't you kiss that boot a little bit more? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, they are the ones wasting your time, Daryl. The government, judge, the cops, the prosecutors. You're not wasting their time. They're the ones who came after you with
right.
a threat. They told you, you will come to our courtroom, or we'll have you kidnapped, and we'll force you to come to the courtroom.
Right.
That's what happens whenever you get an arraignment. You get a complaint from a police officer with an arraignment date on it. There's an implied or indirect threat that says
either
you
give us money, we're extorting money from you, or you can come beg us to not extort money from you.
You can go to a trial where you'll have a very small chance of having some sort of success in court and not have to pay the fine or pay as much of the fine ultimately. That's not your fault, Daryl. It's not. You are not to be blamed for wasting the government's time or the other taxpayers' time. If the government goons around here in Keene, New Hampshire, wanted to have less time wasted, they could just stop arresting activists.
And they knew. They know that activists will take them to court.
Sure.
They know
they
that.
Of course. And
because
that's part
we
of the
stand
point.
Out in front of the court.
That's part
handing
of what
out
they're doing.
Literature that says don't take their plea.
That's exactly what they're doing, Daryl. They want to make an example out of you. They want to turn you and me into examples for the other activists. Like, look, this is what happens when you challenge the state. This is what we will do to you. This is what we will bring upon you. It shall be no mercy. And they don't want people to come here. They think that if they crack down on people like you and me, that that's going to dissuade people from coming here. They are very scared of the idea of you, the listener, who cares about freedom, not James, but you, the listener who cares about freedom, coming to New Hampshire and getting active, because they know that right now it's just a few of us that are really kind of a wrench in the system, in the works of the system. But if we have a bunch of people who are challenging parking tickets and stupid charges like you were challenging, then that's just going to load up the system with undesirable cases. And people who are bootlickers like James will blame us for it. It's happened for years.
Right.
There was a time when the trespass of 12 were arrested at the jail, and they had to call in cops from all around the area. They brought in all the Keene police on duty. They brought in the Swansea cop. They brought in the Marlboro cop. They brought in one of the state police. They brought in, I think, a couple of the sheriffs and some guards from the jail. They had 13 members of the police from various different jurisdictions there to arrest 12 individuals. And so they had to bring in all they could to outnumber us, because numbers are very, very important. They wouldn't have been able to do that if we had 50 people instead of 12.
Right.
But what happened was, when we got arrested, there was some news about the arrest later on, and in that news story, the newspaper was reporting it as though, look what these darn Free Staters did. They made it so our police were off the streets. There was an accident in Keene, and they had to call in one of the other Marlboro cops, which is the town just to the east of Keene. They had to call in one of the Marlboro cops because the activists made the police all come out to the jail. They all just had to come out to the jail to deal with these activists who were doing what? We walked around the jail a couple times and were in the parking lot getting ready to leave when the Keene police showed up and immediately arrested us without a warning. They didn't even warn us to leave. They just arrested us right away. So, the cops just had to go out and do that. You guys forced their hand. No, they could have just simply left us alone, and we would have left the jail at that point.
And I am kind of curious what James meant when he said, I hope you do come to Phoenix. I wonder if that was some sort of passive-aggressive threat.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he wants your autograph.
Violence against me if I do wind up making it to Phoenix.
Maybe he just wants to give you a hug. You don't know.
I
maybe he's a really nice guy in person. Maybe
I don't think so.
Maybe James is just a character. Maybe James in Arizona is a character like Jimmy in Arizona. Maybe they're the same person.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But let's talk about Market Basket real quick.
Quick update. What's happening there?
Well, there are a couple of things going on. On Wednesday, the executives, that being the board, told the employees, you have until Monday to report to work or be fired.
And
earlier today, apparently, a lot of the senior management, that being people that aren't store managers, but like the regional reps, somewhere between 50 and 70 of them received letters saying that they would not be getting paid. And one of the supervisors who spoke to the Boston Globe said he received a letter that said, please note that you will not be receiving your August salary payment at this time due to your ongoing failure to report to work and unwillingness to perform any services for the company. He said that he had tried to go to work, went around visiting stores trying to keep up morale, and making sure that the employees stayed busy even though there was nothing on the shelf.
So the employees have till Monday to go back to work. Monday's the deadline.
Job fair next week, Monday, Tuesday for employees, Wednesday open to the public.
If you're looking for work in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine, this might be a good opportunity for you. The toll-free number tomorrow will get to you then.
Your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.